AI narrated audio, generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Manulife tests the top of its yearly range, while 5.7 million share volume questions participation. MXC's weekly trend backdrop remains active after a 13-week run, but the latest push to within 0.6% of its 52-week high came on just 0.6 times normal volume. Research brief. Manulife Financial closed at $41.18 for the week ended 3 July, up 2.2%, and sitting 98.1% of the way through its 52-week range. The life insurer continues to show constructive medium-term momentum, with a 13.8% 12-week return and an active trend backdrop. But participation was light at 5.7 million shares, versus a 13-week average of 10.3 million. Sector and industry breadth are supportive, though the stock is no longer cheap against ShareMaestro fair value, and the next move needs stronger volume confirmation. Key points. 1. MFC gained 2.2% on the week, 6.4% over 4 weeks, and 13.8% over 12 weeks, leaving it just 0.6% below its 52-week high of $41.43. 2. The weekly trend backdrop is active with a 13-week streak and 50 active weeks in the past year, while price is 11.6% above the trend line at $36.91. 3. Latest volume was 5.7 million shares, only 0.6 times the 13-week and 52-week averages of 10.3 million. So the range top move lacks strong participation. 4. U.S. insurance life breadth is constructive, with 57.9% active trend signals, 84.2% positive market dynamics, and 57.9% positive relative strength. 5. Risk is mainly valuation and confirmation. MFC trades 50.4% above ShareMaestro fair value. Recent volatility is above its one-year base, and two reversal markers remain in the recent smart money tape. Price action stays constructive near the high. Manulife Financial finished the latest completed week at $41.18, a 2.2% gain that put the stock within 0.6% of its 52-week high. The move keeps the weekly chart in a strong range position at 98.1%, with returns positive across all tracked horizons. 6.4% over 4 weeks, 13.8% over 12 weeks, 15.8% over 26 weeks, and 34.3% over the past year. The trend signal remains active and has now run for 13 weeks, with 50 of the past 52 weeks active. Price is 11.6% above the weekly trend line at $36.91, which supports the continuation case. But the premium is also a reminder that the stock has moved well away from its main regime level. Life insurance context is supportive, not dominant. NFC sector setting is broadly favorable. In U.S. financial services, 83.0% of the group shows positive market dynamics, although only 45.0% have active weekly trend signals, and 48.0% show positive relative strength. Manulife ranks in the 72nd percentile across the broader U.S. financial services peer set, helped by positive market dynamics and relative strength. Within U.S. insurance life, the backdrop is cleaner. Trend breadth is 57.9%, market dynamics breadth is 84.2%, and relative strength breadth is 57.9%. Manulife's 2.2% weekly return was essentially in line with the industry average of 2.22%, while its 6.4% four-week return lagged the group's 7.69%. The stronger evidence is on the 12-week view, where MFC's 13.8% return beat the life insurance average of 10.61%. Signals are positive, but volume is the missing confirmation. ShareMaestro's signal set is constructive, but not unqualified. The trend backdrop is active. Activity pressure is positive at 0.84. Relative strength reads 9.12, and next week expectancy is positive at 57.99% based on comparable historical setup states. The current setup signature is continuation, with a composite score of 71. The caution is participation. The latest advance came on 5.7 million shares, only 0.6 times the 13-week average, and far below the heavier weeks seen in late May and late June. There's also valuation risk. The stock trades 50.4% above ShareMaestro fair value at $27.38. Watch whether price can hold near the 52-week high while activity pressure stays positive, and whether any further advance arrives with volume closer to or above normal levels. Risk framing into the next week. The recent risk profile is manageable, but not benign. 13-week weekly return volatility is 2.9%, above the 52-week base of 2.5%. And the past year shows 31 positive weeks against 21 negative weeks. Average up weeks have been 2.1% versus average down weeks of 1.7%, giving the return distribution a mild positive skew. The main vulnerability is exhaustion near the top of the range rather than a broken trend. A pullback toward the trend line would test whether the current premium can be sustained, while a high-volume move above the 52-week peak would provide better evidence that institutional participation is returning. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.